Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started. This is Jill DeWitt for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Stephen and I talk about our recent tech changes and struggles and how it all came to a happy ending. Can you tell? And you know, I like this subject.
When does it ever come to a happy ending for you? Do you ever have a bad ending?
You know, that's a good
point. We can talk about that too.
So, but first, I would love to take a question from a caller, please.
John from Canada asks, why is your app going to be available in iTunes, but not for Android? Should I answer that? Because that was my project.
It kind of was your project. So you started it. I'm finishing it. Yeah. But yeah.
So iOS, which is the Apple operating system, is the standard for apps. And I'm sure that we're going to get mail about that. And it's not true. But when you look at who uses apps and who doesn't, iTunes is by leaps and bounds there's a much higher usage. And for Android, it's extremely simple for a user, and we'll provide this information when it's all released, to set up, let's say, an icon on their phone that's just a shortcut to the website or a shortcut to the podcast, which is much harder, and if not, I'm not sure, it might be possible, but it's harder to do in iTunes. Mm-hmm. It's harder to do for iTunes users. I know that. I mean,
because we're used to just a one button.
Yes.
Press here and it starts.
All kidding aside, this is the right way to do it.
Right.
And you will Android users will be able to use the app just as effectively as Apple users.
Android users and Apple users are different kinds of people.
Oh, you could do weeks of shows on that. You know, people have conferences on that. IT designers.
I have tried and tried and tried and tried to do your way, and I just keep coming back to my iPhone. I don't struggle with it. So, all right.
Let's get back to this happy ending thing for you.
Okay.
You embody positive thinking. Do you know that?
I do. I do know that.
Like I really believe this, and I thought it was a pile of malarkey before I met you. That there's this thing, positive thinking out there. There's whole seminars on it. You can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on educational material. All you have to do is really just talk to Jill. You think positively, and positive stuff happens. I'm not exaggerating. You know,
yes.
And you have me to like mop up the mess if it doesn't go that way. So I make
you
sure.
I have you to throw things in there just to throw me off.
So I'm not help at all.
That's right, right.
She's standing in your way.
Let's see how happy she is after this one. You know what I'm going to do? Things are going so smoothly. I'm going to update to Microsoft Exchange today.
Great segue into this.
That's what's happening. You know what? It's going to take a month. It's going to take all of February. And Jill has nothing she can say about it. That's been a hard one, I got to say. So
here's what's happening in our little tech world. And it does have a happy ending, but it wasn't pretty.
Right.
We outgrew our stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we're operating on a relational database that's almost 10 years old. Well, it is 10 years old.
Yeah.
It is 10 years old. And, you know, we got spreadsheets everywhere, and we're using Salesforce and all. So finally, I decided that's enough's enough. And, I got us all involved in up into Microsoft Exchange, and it's not the first time in my career I've used it or installed it and all that. Mm-hmm. It's tough. It's a tough transitional period.
It is a month project.
Nobody. I've never met a person who likes to change to software changes. Never. You know, even if after a week of using it, it's way more functional. I've never, I don't recall ever talking to anyone and said, oh, that was a blast. So thanks for changing my browser.
Do you know what, though? I have to say, I am pleased because everything works now.
Yeah.
We had got to the point where our current system was failing us, like left and right, because it couldn't keep up with what we wanted to do and different employees and, you know, and our files, and it was just a mess.
So here's the whole overview. Microsoft Exchange is the industry standard for any company of any size. And the only alternative to Exchange is, if you have a company with a lot of employees or virtual assistants or whatever, is to write your own system. Mm-hmm. You know, and large companies do that. But that's it for companies like ours, and even large, let's 2, 3, 5, 800 unit companies, it mm-hmm. doesn't make a lot of sense, in my opinion.
Right.
And so every time you add a user, this is how it works. You spend about $12 or $13 more a month.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the value that you get out of that with customer service and the whole thing is extraordinary. And so looking down the road, what's going to end up happening here is that our members are going to be a part of our Microsoft Exchange group, just like they work here, except, you know, they get access to the database and the whole thing for a monthly fee. They're going to get the same exact tools that we use every day to buy and sell real estate. So is that going to happen next week? No, not at all, but it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So we needed a way to do that. And
grow. And be able to grow.
Yeah. And the deal with Exchange is it's a tough install process, but because it's what it's capable of is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to exercise my authority at times, which I'm not real happy about, and neither is anybody else who works here. And just say, look, this is how it's going to be, and I'm sorry, there's going to be a transitional period. And now everybody's really happy.
Exactly. We're done crying.
When I say everybody, I mean Jill.
I stopped crying. I found everything.
Were you in tears at any
point?
No,
I wasn't. Okay. No, but I was about to pull my hair out sometimes because I couldn't do what I needed to do.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, it's like sitting around going, I need to do something and I can't because something else is being updated or whatever.
There was a period when we didn't get email.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's
That's
funny.
Brutal.
Oh, that was hard. Oh my God, our email was screwed up. Yeah. And then my favorite was Steven getting a little frustrated one day and politely telling me, you know, there's not always an app for that.
Yeah. So it turns out these Apple users, and when I say Apple users, I mean Jill.
Wait. You know what? Half of our office is divided.
I know. So is the world.
Well, yeah. My whole staff, by the way, is all Apple. If you've noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Your staff, guys are all the other.
We choose.
You're B.
I choose to work with people who think differently. And I think, all crazy aside, that is so healthy.
It is.
It's because that the Apple personality is creative. And, you know, they're not all wrapped up in the how
we're
does
the
this
artists.
Work. How, yeah. Uh-huh. And we're the technical people.
Right.
And that's fine.
Yeah,
there needs to be a yin and a yang and everything, or it's just not going to work.
You know what's really interesting is I've been holding back too. I have my Apple phone and I have a little tablet, but I don't have a Mac. So here's where I'm struggling. I'm a little nervous. Steven keeps trying to talk me into getting a Mac, just for my laptop. Carry that around instead. But I know I'm going to love it. I'm nervous right now. So
all the Exchange. Microsoft Exchange products they work on Mac, so I'm told, extremely well. So, mm-hmm. or as well as they do on the other, you know, IBM. Listen to that. they work on the Windows/Android platform, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, I'm sure you have, Jill, I've done it with you. Ask people, hey, why do you like that so much? Why do you like this so much? Why do you like your Apple phone over the Android you used to have? Boy, you'll sit there for an hour mm-hmm. and they'll tell you why.
Yeah. Because
stuff's easy.
It's easy.
That's
you know how
answer.
Easy this is? You know what I downloaded today? The Magic 8-Ball app.
Oh, like when we were kids?
Do you know what? I'm going to test it right now.
All right.
Great.
You know, shake the 8-Ball and get an answer?
Yeah. Check. I'm going to test it. I'm going to do it right now on the air. You're going to love this. Let's see. Okay. Give me a question, Steven. I'm going to put it in here. How about... is anyone listening to this show?
It's pretty
like
close
that?
To the question okay. I was going to ask.
All right, let's see here. Hold on a second.
While Jill's trying to figure out the technology that she can't.
No,
clearly
it's
work,
asking for my date of birth. I don't know why.
Oh, see,
he's getting some information out of me, making sure I'm old enough to use an 8-Ball. You've got to be kidding me. So anyway, all right.
I'm not even going to bring up the obvious joke that there.
What?
There are things that are called 8-Balls.
I know what you're talking about. That's not what I'm talking about.
And this is a rated G show.
Okay, here's my question, right? Is anyone listening to our show today? Watch this. Done. Now what it tells me is to shake it. Ready? All right. Shake. I don't know if you guys can hear it. I'm shaking my little 8-Ball. I love it. And it says as I see it. Yes. Nice. See how great this and is?
If they were listening before we pulled this little stunt, they're not anymore.
They're not anymore. Oh, stop it. I think that Apple app's pretty darn fun. All right. So here's another question along the lines of the tech world. Why is it that the younger you are, the more flexible? What is it? I'm really curious. There's got to be some psychology behind it. Why are kids, you can hand any kid any phone, whether or not they're Apple, they may have only had an Apple phone their whole life. You can hand them an Android and they'll still figure it out. Why is that?
I don't know. That's a great question. Mm-hmm. And it's a universal thing.
It is.
Well, first of all, I think they can see all that stuff. That's the first thing.
Maybe.
Second of all, I really think that these devices are made to be very intuitive. And I think that kids are generally intuitive. Have you ever seen a child who can't even speak yet mm-hmm. play with a tablet?
Yeah.
And just because touching it and doing all that stuff is so intuitive.
Yeah.
And I think people who are a little bit older, who've been staring at a TV that you can't touch for their whole lives, all of a sudden, you have to think about, they overthink stuff. That's, mm-hmm. and they can't see it. I honestly think that's part of it.
They make they're losing their eyesight.
Yes.
Can't see it.
Oh. Yeah, I can't see the damn thing.
Oh, sorry.
What did you think I meant?
I don't know. I was just sure where you were going with that. So that's funny. That
you know,
is
and
really
I think
funny.
The older you get, the more set up you're so used to being disappointed and stuff's just not the way it is.
What?
that you're just like, yeah, I'm not going to even try to figure this out because it's disappointing.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
I don't walk around like that.
I know you do. I mean, I know you don't.
Thank you.
I do.
That's sad. I know you do. That is so funny. I tell you. Well, I will say this about our tech world. We kind of solved it. It's coming. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. And I just had one thing to ask Stephen, please, mm-hmm. on the air.
Oh, no.
Can we keep with one thing for more than 6 months?
Oh, come on.
I'm just kidding.
We've had the
Sometimes
same,
it feels like that,
we've
though.
We've had the same system that we've had in place for 10 years.
I know.
And it's not, we're just outgrown it, period.
I know.
You know, we can't have any hope of adding new members on the system that we have in place the way it is now.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, what a good problem to have.
Exactly. And the answer is yes. To answer your question, I don't see any other better product out there, and I'm not horsing around, than Exchange.
Okay. I'm still not ready to run out and get a Mac yet, but it's coming.
We'll test it first, because we have people who work here who have personal Macs.
I'm going to borrow one.
Yeah.
And I'll check
bring
it out.
And see if it all works.
Uh-huh.
And I know it works.
Okay.
And I have to say this about Microsoft. Everybody says so much crazy stuff. The tech support there has been unbelievable.
Oh, that's good.
World-class tech support.
That's good.
Immediately, right in Exchange as an administrator. You can type in a question right under it, it says, you know, right. This is right from the software, from your phone and everything. If you want a technician to call you, yes or no. And you say yes, and there's somebody on the phone who's extremely knowledgeable in like 3 minutes.
Love it. I cannot wait to roll Landstay into all this. I know that's coming.
That's,
I know you have plans for it. You talked about
is.
Land Academy, but more importantly, I can, not more importantly, but as a side thing, I want to roll our land
more
stay.
More importantly
for you. Yeah. Because I still am buying and selling a lot of property over here.
Land stay is under total renovation right
now.
Yeah.
I can't wait to roll my day-to-day land stay operation into Microsoft Exchange because I know it's going to be great. You think we're getting paid for this and we're not. Which is funny.
Yeah.
If we're not.
Just because the platform's on Exchange doesn't mean that every single Mac user, whether it's a phone, notebook, or whatever product you're using,
mm-hmm.
it works all there too.
Yep.
People network Macs on an Exchange platform all the time, like advertising studios and you know people that are art driven.
Mm-hmm.
That's they use Exchange too.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. There's no Apple alternative to Microsoft. There's no such thing as let's all network these Apple computers. I mean, while they're network, I'm not going to get into it.
Join us in another episode.
Actually, it probably is time for that. If you use this podcast to put yourself to sleep, you're not alone.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my gosh. Someone is driving home from work right now trying to keep their eyes open.
Right.
This is awful. They're going to walk in and pass out on their couch. The wife's going to say, were you listening to Steve and Jill again?
Who is this Steve and Jill?
I know. Should have a talk with them.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in real estate investment and in life.
I am serious about that kid thing. There's something, I guess just because you're right. You know, I now have a desktop, or not desktop, laptop where I can use a mouse, use the key mouse on there, or I can,
touch it.
And I forget sometimes. I go, oh yeah, I can just touch it. And it's so nice when I get back into the mode, I'm on that computer.
That computer, you know, we spared no expense when we bought that.
I love that computer.
And I'll tell you, that's what the Microsoft Surface was supposed to be. And it just, that Surface, I haven't had a very good experience with that at all. I mean, they probably worked it all out now.
Probably.
Because of Windows 10. Because Windows 10 rocks.
Right.
That was all Windows 8. It just didn't work right.
It didn't work out. 10. That was the only time I've ever owned anything like that I took it back. And they refunded my money.
Yeah.
I
was with you when that happened. And the guy said, you know, you're not the first person who's done this.
Yeah.
But then Windows 10 came and now it's just spectacular.
Yeah. I'm still happy with my current laptop. I love it.
Told you there's a happy ending.
There is a happy ending.
Not going to touch that either.
Thank you.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.